Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Let's talk a little bit about those hearings, and attorney at county law Karen Conti joins us now. Karen, will the January 6th committee make a criminal referral, and is that a legal position, a criminal referral?
Not really. There's no specific maneuver here that there's a procedure where they make a referral and then the Department of Justice makes a decision. Clearly, the Department of Justice is watching this very carefully. They're watching the credibility of the witnesses. They're watching what the witnesses are willing to say. They're listening and taking notes very carefully and deciding whether or not there are certain charges that can be brought and proved beyond a reasonable doubt, because that's what prosecutors do, and that's what prosecutors use as a gauge to determine what to do. So while everyone's watching this, and while it's all under oath, meaning that people have to appear, and if they don't, they get charged with criminal contempt like Steve Bannon, and they have to tell the truth because they're under oath, there's not a formal procedure for the referral of a criminal case to the Department of Justice.
If it does come to a criminal charge, could Donald Trump's defense about, for example, his tweets criticizing a vice president Pence, could he just say he was merely giving his opinion on how Pence acted and by no means suggesting any violent attack?
Clearly, that's what he's going to say. And clearly, his defense is going to be like a lot of people who talk too much. Is going to be, it was like Blagojevich. Remember, his defense was like, he talked big on the phone. He talked to everyone, you know, and that was just blah, blah, blah. That's certainly what the defense is going to be here, that he did not intend for this to happen. He had no intention of doing any of those things. But you have to really kind of look at what the laws are that he perhaps violated. You know, obstruction of an official proceeding. Did he set the course to interfere with the counting of the election, you know, the votes and the turnover? Was there conspiracy to defraud the United States by creating this issue that really, you know, there was no voter fraud? Mm-hmm. Seditious conspiracy, you know, which is to overthrow the country. That's a little bit more of a challenging charge. But there's also wire fraud, too, which is kind of a fallback for the federal government. So there's a number of different charges that could be sought here. And it all comes down to, did he take action with the intention of having these things happen?
Mm-hmm. But President Trump did not tell rioters to go home. He didn't call for the National Guard or any additional law enforcement to come in. Can you be charged with a crime for something you didn't do or say?
Yeah, that's a good point. And it would be a stronger case had he done something more direct. However, he's the president of the United States. He is charged with keeping order. And by not doing this, he had a duty to do it. And again, when you add it up to these other things that he did, for instance, telling people, you know, let's go fight, and taking away the metal detectors, knowing that people had guns, not calling in the National Guard or other police officers, saying, you know, all of those things together. It would have to be a circumstantial case with all of those facts going before a jury, and the jury then having to decide, did he violate one of these laws?
Mm-hmm. And one question about the Steve Bannon contempt trial, which continues today. His defense seems to be that this is political. Is that going to work?
No, because contempt is easy. This is like the easiest case in the world. When you get a subpoena, you comply with it. When you're called to testify, you show up. He lodged his defenses, executive privilege, and the judge ruled it no good. The judge says you have to come and do it, and he didn't do it. So that's pretty much it, unless he can prove that he was sick or chained to a desk somewhere and couldn't make it. He's going to be found guilty of contempt. The question is, what is his punishment going to be?
More to come on Karen Conti's radio show Sunday afternoon, 3 until 5 p.m. here on WGN. And you're going to be busy. Thanks for today,
I sure
Karen.
Will. Have a good nice one. Weekend, everyone. You